Title: Offset and Amen Style Riser for Timeless Roller Momentum in Ableton Live 12 Beginner. All right, let's build one of the most classic drum and bass transition tricks ever. An Amen Style Riser that doesn't just get louder, it actually pulls the groove forward into the drop. This is the kind of riser that feels rhythmic, urgent, and timeless. And the secret is micro-timing. We're going to offset certain slices slightly ahead or behind the grid so it feels like the loop is leaning into the future, without turning into a flammy mess. We'll do it using only Ableton Live 12 stock tools, and we'll keep it beginner-friendly. First, set the scene. Set your project tempo somewhere in the drum and bass pocket. 172 to 176 BPM. I'll pick 174. Now, make a simple roller context so you can actually judge whether this riser supports the groove. Do a basic drum loop, kick on 1, snare on 2 and 4, and some hats or a ride ticking in 8th notes or 16th notes. This matters because if you build the riser in isolation, it might sound cool but it might fight the groove when the drop hits. We want momentum, not confusion. Now let's bring in an Amen break. Drag an Amen break onto an audio track. In clip view, turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats. Set preserve to transients. Set envelope around 100. And set transient loop mode to off. Quick teacher note here, beats mode with transient preserving is perfect for slicing breaks because it keeps the punch. We're not trying to make it smooth. We're trying to make it snappy and editable. Now right-click the clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. Choose transient as the slicing method, and use the built-in slice preset. Ableton will create a drum rack with your break chopped into slices, mapped across MIDI notes. This is the key moment. The Amen is now basically a drum kit you can resequence. Next, program a simple riser pattern. On that new MIDI track, create a 1-bar MIDI clip. Keep it sparse at first. You want room to build. Put a kickish slice early in the bar, snare-ish slices on beats 2 and 4, and maybe a couple ghost hits in between. Beginner shortcut. If you're not sure what's kickish or snare-ish, just audition slices by clicking pads in the drum rack, and pick a few that sound like low thud for kick energy and a crack for snare energy. You only need like 6 to 10 hits in this first bar. Now duplicate the clip so it becomes a 2-bar build. Think of these as the 2 bars right before the drop. Bar minus 2 is the first bar of the build. Bar minus 1 is the last bar before impact. Here's the riser logic. In bar minus 2, heap fewer hits, more filtering, less reverb. In bar minus 1, add more hits, brighter tone, and more tension. To densify quickly in bar minus 1, select some existing hits and duplicate them into the gaps. Or start placing extra slices on a 1/16 grid, especially in the final half bar. That's where urgency lives. Now we're at the main technique, offsetting. This is where the riser stops being a busier loop and starts feeling like it's accelerating. Before you move anything, pick your anchors. Choose 2 or 3 hits that you promise to keep stable. Usually that's your main snare slice on 2 and 4, and maybe 1 kickish hit. Imagine these as tent pegs holding the groove down. Everything else can move around them, but these anchors keep the listener oriented. Method 1 is the easiest and cleanest. Groove pool. Open the groove pool from the left panel. Drag in a subtle swing groove, like a swing 16 groove. Then drop that groove onto your MIDI clip. In the groove settings, set timing somewhere around 10 to 25%, at a little random, like 2 to 6%. Velocity can be left at 0, or you can add a tiny bit if you want extra life. Now for the riser effect. Keep bar minus 2 with a lighter groove amount, and bar minus 1 with a slightly stronger timing amount. You can do this by duplicating clips and using different groove settings, or just manually committing the groove later and adjusting. Teacher note. The point isn't to make it swingy. The point is to get micro shifts that feel human and urgent. In drum and bass, a small timing push can feel like the track is gripping the floor harder. Method 2 is manual offsetting. This is the more immense science option, and it's very authentic for jungle style edits. Double-click your MIDI clip, set grid to 1/16, and then either disable snap or go super small, like 1/64, so you can do tiny moves. In bar minus 1, select only your ghost hits and hat-like ticks. Leave the main snare anchors near the grid. Now nudge those smaller hits slightly early, like 5 to 15 milliseconds. That creates urgency. Or, if you want a heavier, more dragging feel, you can nudge certain hat ticks slightly late, like 5 to 10 milliseconds. Here is a beginner-friendly system that keeps you out of trouble. Use micro-offset lanes. Ghost notes go slightly early. Hat ticks go slightly late, and fills or stutters creep progressively earlier as you get closer to the drop. That gives you direction. It sounds like momentum, not randomness. Also, keep offsets consistent per slice type. If the same hat slice happens 6 times, don't offset each one differently. That can sound like mistakes. Make one clear decision for that slice roll, and then build intensity with density and filtering instead. Now do a quick reality check. Turn on the metronome for 10 seconds, or loop a super tight closed hat pattern, and then mute and unmute your riser track. If your riser makes the click feel like it's wobbling, you probably moved an anchor hit too far. Bring the main snare back closer to the grid and try again. Next, sound shaping. We want this to rise in brightness, snap, and space, without swallowing the drop. On the Amen riser track, build a stock device chain. First, auto filter. Set it to low pass, 24 dB slope. Add a bit of drive, like 2 to 6 dB. Optionally, add a little resonance, around 10 to 20%. Automate the filter frequency, from about 300 Hz in bar minus 2, up to about 8 to 12 kHz by the end of bar minus 1. This is your classic opening up tension move, but because it's on rhythmic slices, it feels musical instead of like generic noise. Next, drum bus. Keep drive modest, maybe 5 to 15%. Crunch can be low. Turn boom off most of the time for this, because riser slices don't need sub weight. Push transients up, somewhere like plus 5 to plus 20. Important note, transients help your ear hear the micro timing. If everything is blurry, offsets won't read as groove, they'll just read as slop. Next, saturator. Analog clip mode. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Turn soft clip on. This makes it feel louder and more urgent without spiking peaks too hard. Now reverb, but carefully. Pick a size around 20 to 45, decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds, pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds. High cut the reverb to around 5 to 8 kHz so it doesn't fizz all over your cymbals. Automate dry slash wet. Start low, like 5 to 10%, and rise to maybe 15 to 25% near the end. And finally, utility. Automate a tiny gain lift over the last bar, like plus 1 to plus 3 dB. And here's a really slick contrast trick. Widen a bit through the build, then narrow right before the drop, even down to 60%, or in extreme cases near mono for a split second. Then when the drop hits with full width elements, it feels enormous. Now, let's make the last half bar panic mode, but still controlled. In the final half bar before the drop, double the density. Add more 1/16 hits. You can add a tiny 1/32 stir, but don't overdo it. Think, one spicy moment, not a constant machine gun. Optional fun move, a subtle tape stop illusion. Because the riser is MIDI triggering audio slices, a simple pitch MIDI effect won't do what you want. So instead, resample it. Create a new audio track, set its input to resampling, and record the last bar of your riser. On that audio clip, set warp to Complex Pro, and automate transpose down slightly in the last quarter bar, like minus 2 to minus 7 semitones. Keep it subtle. We want tension, not a cartoon. And now one of the most effective tricks in roller transitions, the hard stop. In the final 1/16 or 1/8 right before the drop, cut the riser completely. Silence. That tiny gap is like pulling the floor out for a millisecond. The drop hits cleaner and harder. Arrange it like a real D&B transition. A reliable structure is a few bars of drums and bass rolling. Then bar minus 2, the Amen riser begins, filtered and sparse. Bar minus 1. It densifies, offsets get more intense, reverb lifts a bit. Final 1/8, a micro silence or maybe a tiny reverse slice. Then the drop, full drums and bass, and the riser track mutes instantly. Teacher, reminder, do not let the riser overlap your first drop transient, especially the first snare. That's one of the biggest why does my drop feel smaller. Issues. Even if you can't hear it clearly, reverb tails and slice tails will blur impact. Now let's quickly cover common mistakes so you can fix problems fast. Mistake 1. Offsetting the main snare too much. That gives you flam, drunkenness, and weak impact. Fix. Keep anchor hits tight. Move the ghost hits around them. Mistake 2. Too much reverb into the drop. Fix. Automate reverb down right before the drop, or use that micro silence to chop the tail. Mistake 3. Oversaturating the break so the top end turns harsh. Fix, reduce saturator drive or use a high cut. You can also add EQ 8 after saturation and gently tame a broad area around 6 to 10 kHz if it gets crispy near the end. Mistake 4, riser too loud compared to the drop. Fix, keep the riser a couple dB under the drop. Contrast is your friend. Now a couple darker, heavier D&B upgrades. If you want the riser to feel meaner and not muddy, put a Q8 before saturation and cut below about 120 to 180 Hz. The riser doesn't need sub. Save that space for the bass and kick. If you want a smoky tail without brightness, put reverb on a return track. Then after the reverb, add a high-pass filter and a light sidechain compressor keyed from your kick or snare. That way it stays big, but it politely ducks around the groove. Also, you can add controlled randomness using the random MIDI effect before the drum rack. Keep the chance low, like 5 to 15%, and choices around 2 to 4. Subtle variation makes it feel more jungle and less looped. And if you want that phantom acceleration without adding a million notes, use choke groups in the drum rack. Put several slices into the same choke group, and use shorter note lengths in the final half bar. The tails cut each other off, so it sounds faster and more frantic, but still clean. Let's wrap with a quick practice assignment you can do in 10 to 15 minutes. Make a 2-bar Amen riser using slicing and MIDI. Create version using groove pool only, with timing around 15% and random around 4%. Create version B using manual offsets, pushing ghost hits early by about 10 milliseconds. A slash B them right before your drop and ask, which one makes the drop feel bigger? Which one feels more roller? And which one feels more jungle? And then try the bonus. Add a 1/16 silence before the drop and notice how much harder it hits. Recap.